One is taking prasadam according as a sleeve of the tongue or the belly. Another is honoring the prasadam. Oh, Jagannatham or Krishna has taken this. How fortunate I am. I am tasting this prasadam. To honor prasad is not to eat or devour, to swallow. But the main thing there, oh, how fortunate I am getting this prasad which is already taken by Krishna, Jagannath, this taste that. And automatically the physical size is going on. And a devotee honors the prasadam. His main aspect is he is honoring what is already taken by the Lord. That his mind is concentrated there, not in the physical appearing. And ordinary people, he is taking physical taste. There is difference between everywhere, such difference. One looking at the satisfaction of Krishna, another searching for the satisfaction of his own sense. The physical activity is one and the same in both the cases. One has come to look at the deities, how very beautiful the Krishna, Radharani, Mahaprabhu, he came to grace the people in this way. Another man has come with the malpractice. Oh, so many ornaments there, I shall come in night and I shall take this golden crown and these ornaments. He is also looking at the deity. So everything, there's internal estimation that is the most valuable thing, the angle of vision. For the physical activity has got not much value. Approach. Whatever we do, the plane of our approach, that is to be considered for the valuation of the activity. In Bhagavad Gita, prasadam adigacchati, ragadvesha vimuktesya, visayam indireshcharam, atmavasya vidheyatma prasadam adigacchati. Not under the control of the guidance of the senses, one is accepting, connecting, making connection with the external things. But he is not a prey for any affection or disaffection. Not a prey to that. This is the negative side. And the positive side is that everything meant for the satisfaction of Krishna he is doing. That is the positive side. And if I get out of the negative side, we do not care for any pleasure or any pain when we approach anything outside. That cannot tie me down with this material world. In Gita it has been dealt in details. The activity, physical activity is not to be blamed. But how do you approach? That is the valuable thing. Do anything and everything. But don't be a slave to that, the purpose what you are doing. Only attend everything as your duty come to you and you have to deal with that. And don't be a slave to the result, the consequence. The pleasure and pain that duty will produce. Don't be a slave to that. Karma fall. If you can do that speech, one can demolish the whole universe, but he does not do anything. He is not responsible for doing anything. No hanti, no nirodhati. He does not kill. Neither he will have any reaction for that. Who has got no charm for any the loss or gain of his activity. In other words, he is working in the standing on the plane of the universal wave. He is only mere instrumental. He has got no his own selfish end, purpose. Then he is working, he has got no selfish tendency, so he is working on the universal wave is dancing, making him dance, and he is an instrument to that. So he is not responsible for the consequence of his activity. It is so. Withdrawal from the negative side, and then participation in the positive side, to do anything for the satisfaction of Krishna consciousness. That is more laudable. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jai Gaur Hari.